This is Ozarks at Large. With Congress in recess, Arkansas's two U.S. senators are traveling the state. Senator John Bozeman is taking part in a three-day tour of agricultural facilities. As Michael Hiblin from our partner station KUAR in Little Rock reports, the tour began yesterday with a visit to a fish farm in Lone Oak County.
In the spring, Senator, if you were here,
Senator Bozeman was walked between the large fish tanks at the Keough Fish Farm, which spawns a hybrid striped bass shipped around the world.
We put 1 million fry in each one of these big tanks and 500,000 in the small tanks. And sometimes we have this whole building full.
Co-owner Mike Fries also told Senator Bozeman about challenges facing the industry because of continually changing regulations, which vary from state to state. Neil Anderson runs I.F. Anderson Farms near Lone Oak, which ships minnows worldwide. A key issue he faces is finding workers for the busy summer months, doing jobs he says most Americans won't do. Changes in a visa program by the Department of Labor have made that more difficult.
We just always had the same guys, and we'd call them, they'd get here. And some of them stayed and worked and raised families, and kids are in school and all of this. Well, all of a sudden they made it illegal to employ an illegal person. Well, I had to let all those men go. And their kids were citizens. I had to let all those men go and get under the H-2A program. Now they're all working downtown, taking up jobs, and I'm having to bring H-2A workers in to take their place. They're not picking anybody up. You know, if I'd known they weren't going to pick them up, I wouldn't let them go.
The H-2A program allows foreign workers to come into the U.S. for seasonal agricultural work. Afterward, Senator Bozeman said,
"We all agree that there's a needs based on, in this particular case, they need workers for 3 months. It's difficult to get a group, you know, that will come in and just work for 3 months, not so much of the hardness of it, harvesting crops, planting seedlings, all of those kind of things require very short-term labor. And those people get pretty skilled at doing it because they move around from place to place. So again, that's why this program is important and why they've grown so dependent, not just in the last few years. This is something that, you know, we've harvested our crops this way for decades and decades, generations and generations."
Later in the day, he visited a livestock auction in Conway. Today, Senator Bozeman will be in Dumas, McGee, Lake Village, and Portland. And one topic on the mind of many in agriculture is the failure of Congress to reach an agreement on the Farm Bill. Much of the opposition from many of Bozeman's fellow Republicans was because it includes money for the food stamp program, which many want cut.
The Farm Bill should lay down the rules for 5 years so you can do long-term planning. Right now, they simply do not know what to expect for the next year. So as a result, they're not buying equipment. They're not expanding. The bankers are nervous. They don't know what the rules are going to be. They're going to be in a position of making loans soon. And so, you know, we've got to get this sorted out. It's one of the things that's just putting a wet blanket on the economy.
Meanwhile, Bozeman's colleague from Arkansas in the Senate, Democrat Mark Pryor, today kicks off what he's calling a job creation tour. He'll visit facilities in the towns of Prescott and Nashville. Tomorrow, Pryor will tour several sites in Batesville. In Little Rock, I'm Michael Hiblin.